Elif kimin behema chayiv yoyif. A Venetia's matel of la the tzur that looks like a behema of chayiv yoyif. So it says what? It shall be gerson at vlad mal yadiv rabbi meya. This rule is a mishnah in him, Masechta Bechoris. It talks about the shaila is, if you have a second kid after this, is a second kid called the Bechor or not? So Mashmur Meya holds that the first one's called the Vlad Malya, and therefore the second one's not called the Bechor. The Chom say, Achihei by Mitzuris Adam. No, that if an Isha, the first have miscarriage, looks like a name of a Chaya, it's not called the Vlad at all, and therefore the second one is called the Bechor. Ba'mapel a sandal, what's going to be if an Isha gives birth to a Tzura? Looks like a sandal. Rashi says sandal like a shoe, meaning to say like there were two kids there and one kid hit the other kid, like the face is punched in. Or else Oishil Yos, that's a placenta. Oishifir, that's the skin around the uber itself. Marukim has a little bit of a form to it. Or else Vayaitzim Chutach, or else in a case where the uber came out in pieces. Or else, so such a case like this, Abu Achra, of the kid that's born after this, is Bechor L'Nachla. The second kid is called the Bechor for Nachla, that's called like the first one to be Tzorcha for Yerusha. So get Pishanayim. But Vienna Bechor L'Koyin, the second one that's born though is not called the Bechor for Pidyon HaBen. Because for Pidyon HaBen is totally in Pet Derechem, and therefore these first things that came out of the mother before, they were considered Pet Derechem. But those things were not fit to live, therefore they have no Din Yerusha, therefore they're not called the Bechor L'Nachla. Rather, the second one that's born, that's called the Bechor L'Nachla. Now, and even Rav Meir agrees to this. Now, these sagot even tell me and think that the chayom that if mapul k'min min behem min minoyf, that the first kid would live. If so, then Abu Achra Bechor L'Nachla. Why do we say the second kid that's born is the Bechor for Nachla? Mihevi, why should it be if the first kid that was born that had a tzur of a behem of a chayik could live even for a second? So for that 1 second, the war about Yerusha, so then the second one should not be the Bechor L'Nachla anymore. Smurah says, no, that's not a question. Omar Rabba says like this, the Yerlim really I tell you the Chaya, could be even though Anisha is Mapo, Kimin Behem of a Chaya, maybe they could live a little bit. So the question is, why aren't they the Bechor L'Nachla? Why is the second one a Bechor L'Nachla? The answer is, Vishani Yosam by Nachla is different. The Yomakra, the Pasuk says, Reishis Oinoi. The first kid that you have, a Lashon of Oinoi Vidashin, Misha Libay Dov Olav. It has to be a kid that when he dies, the father feels very bad about it. It means it was a kid that was supposed to live, and then he died. But Yotazeh, this type of a Vlad, that looks like a Behema, even though it could live for a short while, but Shein Libay Dov Olav, it doesn't bother the father when it dies, because he knew right away he can't live too long. So therefore, that's not called Inuchas Yerusha, like a Bechor. Therefore, the second one that's born after this, he's called the Bechor L'Nachla. Ba'kolpon, there wouldn't be a clear proof to say she's Mapo Kamin Behem of Chayiv Yoyif, whether that Vlad could live a little bit or not, there wouldn't be a good proof. The other Gemara says, Boyi Minei Rav Ada Bar Avo Me Abaya. He has a question like this. Le Rebbe Mei, according to Rebbe Mei Yeshita, the Yom that he holds, the Behema B'mei Isha, Vlad Ma'ayuhu, that a Behema that's inside the uber, the womb of Anisha, is called the Vlad Ma'oyom. Like we said, she's Mapo Kimin Behema, she's called Tumas Leda, she is called the Vlad. What's going to be the opposite? Let's say, Odom B'meyeh Behema Mai. What's going to be if a Behema gives birth to a Vlad that looks like an Odom, what then will it have? Do we say the main thing is go boss of the mother, and therefore since the mother is a Behema, you're allowed to eat this Vlad even though it looks like an Odom? Or maybe no. What's the difference here? The Yishturuya, like a Behema, has no Tumas Leda. So what's the difference? Someone says, yes, the difference is, the Yishturuya Ba'achila. Are you allowed to eat this Vladna of the Behema that looks like an Adam? That's the Shaila. Do we say it goes boss of the mother, and therefore you could eat it? Or do we say, no, since it has a Tzurus Adam, it's like an Adam, you can't eat it? Someone says, L'chura, V'tif Shadle, why don't you bring a proof, Mehod Rabbi Yechanan from Rabbi Yechanan, that the Yom Rabbi Yechanan says, if somebody shechs an animal, or motza about the musyain, and inside you find a figure looking like a yearn, like a pigeon, asur b'achila, you're not allowed to eat it. So here you see, you don't go bosa the mother, you go bosa what this tzur looks like. So most hoch yashter, one has with the other. Hosam loy parsasika, v'loy parsika. A yearn, a pigeon, has nothing to do with the behemoth. It doesn't have any legs at all. Not only is it not split, it's not even a parse at all. But also, if the Vlad Itzur looks like an Odom, need the parses, let the Truda not split the hooves, but parse the Miyuka, there's a heel there. The Odom has a heel. So could be maybe an Odom is more Daimah to Behemah than a Yoner is. So if it's not clear what the loch would be, if a behemah's mapil kimin adam, is it mutatid or not? That's a shayla. Now it says in the Mishnah, v'chom moimrim, that kol shein by mitzuras adam is ein of lad. If the uber, this fetus, does not look like an adam, but looks like anything else, she's not tummy later. Omre b'yim ibarab, omarav, ha'kol moed, everybody agrees, and both Ramei and Chom agree like this, that gufay tayish, let's say this isha that's being mapped now, and this the uber the tzura, it looks like a tayish, like a goat. But upon of Adam, the face of this fetus looks like an Adam. Said Adam, everybody, even the Chum would agree that you go boss on the face, and since the face is like an Adam, Avada the mother would have a tumas later. What's going to be goof Adam? This fetus, the body itself looks like an Adam, but upon of tayish, the face looks like a goat. What's the halacha? It's not called a leda, because what you go boss of the face, and since the face looks like a behemah, it would not be called a leda at all according to Chachamim. He learns even according to Ramei it's this way. Lenechlaku, where's the machlekes for Ramei and Chachamim? El shepon of Adam, that even the face it looks like an Adam, but v'nivra bayin achas kebehemah, it's born with one eye like a behemah. That's the machlekes, that one eye of this uber looks like a behemah. It's enough that part of it looks like an Adam, even though one eye looks like a Bema, but since the other eye looks like an Adam, therefore they would have a tumas later. It's called a Vlad. The Chum say no, called Tzuras Adam. The face of this fetus has to look completely like an Adam, and if even one eye just looks like a Bema, it would have no tumas later. That's the Machlokes. Omaloy, they said back. Omaloy, L'Rav Yirmiya Barabom. We learned the opposite, not like you. We learned like this. The Yisra should be Omrullah. The Chum said back to him that we learned not like you. We learned like this. That Tanya, Rabbi Meir says, call Tzuras. Mashma, any Tzura is enough to give you Tumas later. The Chum Meirim, meet Tzuras. No, you have to have part of the Tzuras. We learned just the opposite. Ramei has to ask, call Tzura. The Chum say, meet Tzura. Amlusa said back to Menachnami, Tanya, if you learned like that, very good. But he himself did not learn like this. So Rashi explains that it says the Quran of Ramei, you need kol tzura. Avada, that can't be, because the Mishnah says it is tamei. So Rashi, after it says in Ramei, kol tzura, avada, it means to say just kol shu. If any little bit of it looks like an Adam, then it have a tumas later. But the question is what the Chum. The Chum says mitzuras, means ashe, but mixas sura nikeris, so going chatzia patsif, is enough. Not that you have to have both sides of the face, but as long as one side of the face looks like an Adam, that would be enough. And here we say not like that. So as we said, Echnami, Tanya, if you learn like that, very good. But says, if you heard like that, very good. But Shemati, any I heard Merav, by the way I say it, not like you say it. According to Chomin, it's only Tumas Leda if both sides of the face looks like an Adam. But if just one side of the face looks like an Adam, it would not have Tumas Leda. Nothing more says, Omrev Yirmi Barabo, Omrev Yechanon, Meitzach, let's say the forehead of this fetus, ugevinim, and let's say the eyebrows, v'einayim and the eyes, v'halistois and the cheeks, like v'gabris hazaken and the chin, is if ad shiyukulam kiyechot, they all have to look like one. Ad shiyukulam kiyechot. So Rashi says it means the rabbonin. It goes according to rabbonin shita. Kidem eforish besamach to have yimik rabbonin. It goes according to rabbonin. It appears to rav the plukta the rav tonu polik v'loihod the bay. That you don't have to have cold tzuras adam. Kavashna filu rabban nas naim were not marked upon the ears. Just, oh, it's enough just to have these things. If these things look like an adam, that's enough to say that you have a tumas later. Achei kulam kiach, all of them, both eyes and both the whole forehead has to look like an adam. Rava says that chas. Rava says over the name of chas, the name of a person that metzach v'yagaban v'ayin v'halosos v'gabes hazokin. There is, you don't have to have both eyes. It's enough to have just half. If half of the face looks like an Adam, that's enough. You don't have to have the whole thing. The Marasa Lepig is no machlekes here, really. Hokum and the Yama Kotsurs. that you have to have the whole tzur means the whole face has to look like an Adam. Or commandiyam mit tzur is just part of the face. So part of the face doesn't just mean one feature. It means half of all these things, half of the face, has to look like an Adam. If this fetus has half of the face look like an Adam, then it'll have a tumas later. Meisrei have a question. It says, tzuras ponim shamu. That we say the face, the form of the face. Afilu partzuf echod min ha-partzufim. Even with just one part of the face. Rashi says, afilu partzuf echod means afilu eiver echod, even one limb of it. When eino, just of the eye, looks like an Adam. Oy metzcho the forehead, oy listois echod. Tadam ili yodam evi vlad. So here it's much, you don't have to have the whole face, or even half of the face. Just one of these features look like an Adam, that's enough to give it a tumas leida. That's the question. It says, tzuras ponim shamru. Afilu parts of echad, one form of it. Then a parts of chutz menoisin, just we don't count the ears. So the name, what do you want to tell me? The mechad namisagi, it's enough just to have one. As long as the eye looks like an Adam, that's enough. Alright, turn it over, continue on the other side. So the name of the mechad namisagi, or Rabbi Yabai says like this, Kitanya hi, what do we learn like that? Laki, that's just the opposite. That laka means even though the other ones look like an Adam, but if one of these features do not look like an Adam, then it has no tumas leida. Then if I'm according to Rabbonin, all these features have to look like an Adam. The machlokes says both eyes, but just not half of the face. Tanya Gemara says now, Kitanya laakiv Tanya. Well, Kamandian says, cold surah, that according to Chum, it's only time if you have the whole surah. So Chizri, if you're only missing just one eye, does not look like an Adam, that also makes it that she has no tumas leida. V'yiboyesem, nothing else could be like this. V'yiboyesem, liyolim command the yama mitzuras. No, that even according to Chum, you don't have to have all the tzura of the ponim like an Adam. It's not just part of it. Oma yechod means echod echod, means one one. In other words, just half of the face has to look like an Adam. Not really just one eye. Just it means one eye, one eyebrow, one side of the cheek, one side of the chin. As long as one half of the face looks like an Adam, that's enough to give it a tumas later. Oma Rav, Rav says like this. Nivra b'yayin nachas. Let's say this fetus is born with one eye. Over yerech ech with one thigh. Minat sad, it's on the side. Because the one eye is in the right place, the one thigh is in the right place, like a regular person has it. Imoy temeye, then the even is tamaleid, that's called the vlad. But v'yemtza, let's say this eye is in the middle of the face, or the yerech, the thigh is in the middle of the body, then imoy terve, that's not called the surah sodom, the even remains terve, she has no tumas leida. Omar Rav says, veshtoy nokuv. Let's say this fetus is born, and his vesh, this windpipe, has a neck of his own, it's like a trefa. Is he my temeya? Still, it's called a leida, the mother has a tumas leida, even though the kid's a trefa. Vesh the autumn, let's say the windpipe is clogged up. See, my terror, that can't live, that's not called the surah sodom, that's worse. Rashi says, sosim's clothes, that's worse. This, just a trefa, we hold trefa chai, trefa could live, so it's called a leida. But if it's clogged up, it can't live at all, that's not called a leida. Turn around, learn like this. Hamapel is gufot, when Isha gives birth to a piece of flesh that's just round, that has no tzura, no form to it. And ima tzumei leida, the mother has no tumas leida. V'yezu gufot, and what's called a piece of flesh that has no form to it? Rebbe yomer, kadesh yinotu min achai v'yomis. Enough flesh, if you take that flesh off a live person, he would die. The kami notam nechayv, how much is that? Kami notam take off from nechayv yomus. So Rabbi Zacha Yomer, ad vakuva, until the knee of the person. Till the knee. That's how much. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue all this last Gemara again on the next table. Start over again. Yeah, hold up, chav dalad, yes, last Gemara, the chav gimel beis was like this. Turn around, again, we'll start the last three lines there. Turn around, how a peles guf autum of an isha has a miscarriage, and what comes out is like autum means it has no form to it. So the locher is any more to male lady, that's not called a good lady, and she has no tumas lady because of that. So the question is now, v'yezel guf autum, what's called a body? What's called a guf that's autum, that's like round without any form? So Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says, kadesh yinotum in a chai v'yomis. Meaning to say, not that the whole fetus has to be just like one round ball. It could be the top part of the baby had a form to it. But if the bottom part did not have a form to it, enough that if a live person would be missing that part of his body, he couldn't live, that's called the gufotum. Now, v'kami notam enachayv yomis, how much is this that you have to, like, a live person would be missing from his feet, that he can't live? So now, if this fetus has that part of his feet, like, otam, without a form, it's not called a leder. So Rabbi Zachar says, ab ha'akuv.